Blog Talk Radio.
From deep within, having human understanding, there will always be a soul for you. I see one word alone just can't express my heart's desire. Gratitude for one more day must be supplied. Your warm embrace and tenderness, patience with me through all my mess. Come to one conclusion, you are the best. Hallelujah, to our King. Hallelujah, I want to sing, you are the best.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the fourth Sunday, April 26, 2020. We are listening to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alethea. I'm Deacon Avia, and we will open with prayer. But before I begin, I would just like to remind you to please put your phones on mute. Thank you. Please bow your heads in prayer. Dear God, today we want to thank you for your abundance. There isn't always enough for each and every one of us. Thank you for your provisions that surround us. Please open our spiritual eyes and ears to know that with you there is no lack nor limitation. We ask that if any of your children are in need of anything, that they will be provided for. Your word says that you will never fail. We are so grateful to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I want to welcome, good morning. Welcome, the Pavilion of God family. And I would also like to welcome any visitors that we have this morning. Thank you for tuning in, and we pray that God continues to bless your lives. But I also wanted to welcome Tony Bass. We've been praying fervently for Tony Bass for a long time for health and recovery. And Tony is on the line with us this morning, so we just want to praise God that he is here, strong.
Hallelujah.
And we are just grateful to God for that. So, Tony, we welcome you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's right. So this is our time for our concerns, affirmations, line on Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and also at 12 noon. The number is 701-801-1220, followed by the access code 509-296-035 and the pound sign. We thank Deacon Agneta Coleman for her leadership with our prayer ministry. Prayer requests can also be shared one-on-one with Deacon Agneta at 202-462-6799 and Deacon Charles Withers at 202-302-7066. And he also has an email, which is cawithers33@gmail.com. Our concerns, you see, you're always on our concerns. We were praying for the healing and health and continuing the healing and health for Tony Bass. We also want to pray for Kaniqua James, who is recovering from a bone marrow transplant. We want to pray for Michaela, who's in Jamaica, and Carol, who's in New York, Tia, who is Gwinnell's niece, and all of our Pavilion of God family who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 or family members or anyone who has made the transition from that COVID. So we are offering comfort for those who are grieving at this time. Our affirmations, let us look within one another and know that God is in us, with us, through us, and for us, no matter what is going on in our lives. We also want to affirm God's favor and God's miracles. We also affirm Minister Daryl Perrier and Minister Helene Fisher's preparation for ordination. We also affirm our ministry leadership team, Minister Daryl, Minister Helene, Deacon Avia, well, it's one of me, but I guess I wanted to just double it out, Deacon Agneta, and Stacy, who is the church administrator. Our celebrations, in the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship. And fellowship means following Jesus in all the ways that we can. We also want to celebrate Calvin Mason Gibson, who was born Wednesday, April 8th, to Mother Pamela Gross and Father Calvin Gibson Sr. We are celebrating the completion of our Lenten Break Every Chain Bible study, and now we have a prayer meeting on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on Reverend Alethea's Blog Talk Radio program, and you would call the same number you called this morning. We celebrate our April babies, We have April 2nd, Daryl Perrier. April 8th, Kofi Minor. April 10th, Olu Williams. April 13th, Elizabeth Fisher. And April 17th, Nazareth Fisher. Also, for an announcement, even though we are not physically in the church house, we always ask that you bring your Bibles and bring a notebook so you may take any notes or any special announcements or numbers that you need. So please keep a notebook handy. Also, invite a friend to this wonderful message on Sundays. Your tithes and offerings, they may be mailed to the Pavilion of God at 7221 Paper Bark Terrace in Laurel, Maryland, 20707. You also may use the PayPal account, which is pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com, or you may use Cash App, which is the $ Pavilion of God. At this time, are there any more concerns, affirmations, celebrations? You may unmute your phone at this time.
Amen. Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
I just confirm the faithfulness, hallelujah, of the Lord God. Hallelujah. He is faithful,
hallelujah,
and true. Hallelujah. He brings us through, hallelujah, trials and tribulations and allows them to become classrooms. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we just thank the Lord in the name of Jesus for his faithfulness and his goodness in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Are there any
amen
other concerns, affirmation, celebration?
It was a blessing to join you all this morning, Bonnie Merchant. Hi, Sister Lisa.
Oh, okay. Who is that
God
speaking?
That was Bonnie Merchant.
Bonnie.
Good morning, Bonnie.
All
good
right.
Morning.
Very good. Any
amen
other concern? Any other concerns,
no,
affirmation?
This is Baba Charles. I just wanted to let the congregation know that Pastor Ramos, his mother passed on yesterday. And so we want to keep Pastor Ramos and his family in our prayers.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations, or announcements? Well, in that case, I would like to ask Minister Daryl to please give the prayer of comfort.
Amen. It's so good to be here in fellowship with you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your presence, hallelujah. We thank you and we declare that your holy presence makes the difference, hallelujah. We thank you for your
amen
goodness, oh God, hallelujah, and your excellent greatness, oh God. We thank you for your faithfulness in our lives, for hearing our prayers, for answering our prayers, for pulling us through trials and tribulations, and for walking with us and talking with us and encouraging us and strengthening us, even our mortal bodies, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today for every godly goal. We thank you today for every divine destiny. We thank you for the power of the living God. We thank you that you are very present help, hallelujah, in the time of the Lord. We lift up every name, oh God, that was mentioned. We lift up every trial, every tribulation, every circumstance, hallelujah, and we place them at the feet of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today that you told us to cast our cares upon you, hallelujah, because you care about us. Glory to God. We thank you right now, God, for making ways out of no ways, for answering prayers, oh God. Hallelujah, for healing in the name of Jesus, even our mortal bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the angel of this church, oh God. We thank you for Rev, and we thank you for the gifts, oh God, that you have placed within our God, and we just continually pray, encourage for your glory in her life, God. Lord, we just thank you right now for allowing us to come together in the name of Jesus, knowing that when we gather together, hallelujah, in your name, that you're in our midst. And we rejoice, hallelujah, because you are in our midst.
Amen.
We
hallelujah.
Bless you, we praise you, and we thank you. Have your way. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Darrell. If I could ask everyone to please put their phones back on mute, that would be wonderful. Thank you. And now we will listen to God is Good. And after that, the next voice we'll hear is Reverend Alethea.
Thank you. That when you hear gospel, it ought to sound like gospel.
Oh, I love that.
My sister told me that she was making a gospel record. I wanted to make sure that it was something on there for my daddy. So, Daddy,
I know that God, my God, God is good. Yes, He is. God, my God, God is good. And all that He brought me out. God is good. That He saved my soul. God is good. God is good. That He guides my every footstep. God is good. God is good. God is good.
Thank you.
Don't you know we need a divine encouragement that that worship provides. We need the divine joy that worship provides. We need to know and we need to be reminded, hallelujah, that God is good. We need to be reminded that God is a miracle working God in the midst of this pandemic. We need to know that God is, hallelujah, omnipotent. What a blessing to know that God is omnipotent. We thank you, oh God, for this miracle tool that you've given us, this radio, and we're asking your people, oh God, to silence and mute their phones this morning, for God is good. Hallelujah. We thank God, knowing that God is indeed good. You know, we can forget from time to time that nothing is impossible with God. For those who are working from home, the weekdays seem to merge together. Monday feels like Tuesday, and Wednesday feels like Thursday, and we forget that God is good. For those of you who are at home but not working, the days also merge together, and you can forget that God is good. For the few who are working outside of home, work abounds, and you can forget that God is good. My Lord, if you are a frontline worker facing the invisible enemy each and every day, you can forget that God is good. And if you're in a hospital or in a nursing home or mourning the loss of a loved one, you too can forget that God is good. You know, from time to time, all of us forget that God is good. For all of us stressed and the uncertainty that proliferates our days and nights, we can forget that God is good. Hallelujah. After all, within the past 3 months, 50,000 of our brothers and sisters in this United States have made their transition from the coronavirus. The last time that over 5,000 of our U.S. citizens made their transition because of one enemy, it was after 8 years in Vietnam. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have mercy, Lord. Brothers and sisters, these are confusing times. These are uncertain times and stressful times, and the pain abounds. These are times when we are called to hold on to God's unchanging hands. We need to know and not forget that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. The peace of God opens the ears of our hearts and enables us to hear the clarion call for joy, the clarion call for prayer and for thanksgiving. No matter the circumstances, no matter the day or the hour, yes, God is good. The other day I stepped outside of my front door. I stepped outside of my front door in part to momentarily step outside of the confines of my home. I thank God for my home. But when I stepped outside, I looked around and I listened and I saw a blue sky. I saw the flowers, the roses, the daffodils, and the azaleas, and I heard birds singing and bees buzzing, and God whispered in my ear, and a divine command, a command that reminded me, that God is good. Hallelujah. I stepped outside and felt the cool air, and God reminded me to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything. Paul, that Paul proclaims in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Mark that in your Bibles today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in command that is purpose for our release from oppression. It is a command that is intended to strengthen the souls of the believers and to silence the cacophony of chaos, even the chaos of COVID-19. Don't you know we need to rejoice? We need to rejoice. We need to praise God. We need to shout hallelujah. We need to dance in the rain and run barefoot in the grass. We need to sing a song of praise in the sunlight and run joyfully toward the setting sun. Yes, God commands us to rejoice always. To rejoice always. This command to rejoice always can't be viewed as a matter of feeling, but as a matter of obedience and spiritual discipline, a discipline of spirit and of the mind. In other words, I'm saying you just can't rely on your feelings to rejoice. We have to make a choice to seek joy in order to embrace it. Joy is not based on circumstances. I'll never forget a day about 20 years ago. My car ran out of gas on New York Avenue in Washington, D.C. And for those of you from this area, from the metropolitan area, you know that New York Avenue is the main thoroughfare from D.C. to the Maryland suburbs. And on a Friday afternoon, the traffic is amazing. It's amazing now, and it was amazing at 20 years ago. But on that Friday afternoon, my car ran out of gas on New York Avenue. In my frustration, I got out. I was helpless and hapless, and I suddenly saw a man that seemed to appear out of nowhere, and he offered to help me. He reeked of alcohol. He slurred his words, but he offered to help me nevertheless. He told me his name. He was Yahya, homeless and beleaguered and besieged by the challenges of life. It can get that way sometimes. Before I knew it, I was walking and talking with a man named Yahya. Yahya shared a snapshot of his painful losses. He hummed a little song as we walked along the road, and we found ourselves at a gas station about a block and a half away from New York Avenue. And when we got to the gas station, Yahya got a can and filled it with gas and even paid for the gas. When we got back to my car, he put gas in the car and joyfully sent me
on my way. Sometimes we entertain angels. Somehow, despite Yahya's circumstances, he found a way to hold on to joy. He found a way to share a little joy with me. You see, joy is oblivious to circumstances, but neither should we ever be governed by our circumstances. We need to know that joy doesn't come from circumstances. Joy comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Joy cometh from the Lord. Rejoicing always doesn't mean that you have to always go around with a smile on your face or even a pleasant word in your mouth. It doesn't mean that you're sinning if you feel sad or depressed, upset, or grieved. Even Jesus wept. So rejoice always does not mean deny your feelings or put a happy face on or never feel sad. But when you have tribulations and trials, or if people have mistreated you, if you face circumstances beyond your control, you should still have a choice and make a choice to praise God. You can either focus on your trials and lapse into a self-pity, or you can hold on to God's unchanging hand. That is the call for all of us, to hold on to God's unchanging hand and to know that God is speaking to us, God is calling to us, God has a message for us. So rejoicing always is a conscious commitment. It is an attitude of contentment. It is a heart of hope. It is the way we embrace the day, not because of our circumstances, but regardless of our circumstances. We rejoice always because of what God placed inside and not because what's on the outside. And second part of that message, that direction from the Lord, is God commands us to pray without ceasing. You know, the Greek word without ceasing doesn't literally mean continuously. It means often and repeatedly. So that for some of us who can't imagine that continuous prayer, I want you to know that God is calling you to pray often and repeatedly throughout the day. You need to have a heart for prayer. You need to embrace the reality of God and engage that divine relationship. You know, when you're in relationship with God, that means God talks to you and you talk to God. Your prayers should be frequent and persistent and evidence of your relationship with God. Prayer is the language of trusting in the Lord. Prayer should capture your thoughts. Should capture your joy, should capture your sadness, should capture your confusion, should reflect your fear and confess your doubt. Prayer should speak your gratitude, your wonder, your relief, your hunger, your hope, and your dreams. When I met Yahya 20 years ago, he touched my heart. I still remember his face. I still pray for him. I still thank God for Yahya. You see, when God blesses you, pray. When you think of a loved one or a friend, send up a prayer for him or her then. When someone shares their pain and their struggle, don't promise to pray for them later and then forget. Pray right there. Pray right there. pray then. And when God speaks to you in the midst of your day, respond in prayer. And the third command in that scripture is to give thanks in everything. You know, I don't know about you, but giving thanks in every situation can be a challenge. But it doesn't mean that you gotta be happy. It means that you need to know that God provides. It means that you know that God is in you, with you, through you, and for you, no matter the circumstance, everything, for everything. You know, I wasn't satisfied when my car ran out of gas, but hallelujah. When my car ran out of gas on that Friday afternoon, I nevertheless gave thanks, and Yahya did appear. I was awed that God was using that challenge to deepen my relationship with him. We don't need to feel thankful before we give thanks. I need to say that again. And somebody say amen. You know, we don't need to feel thankful or to know that God is blessing us, but we need to give thanks. When God takes us through hard trials, we don't always feel thankful. But by faith can say, Lord, I trust that you are good. I trust that you are with me in this moment. You don't have to feel God's presence to know God's presence. You don't have to feel God's presence to thank God for God's presence. Choose to be in alignment with the will of God for your life. Like rejoicing, giving thanks in everything is a choice. It's a choice to believe God nevertheless. It's a choice to believe God regardless of circumstances. Hallelujah. Let thankfulness become a habit during this pandemic. Yes, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything. We need a Sabbath. We need the divine encouragement that worship provides. We need to know and we need to be reminded that God is good, that God puts food on our table, that God gives us shoes. We need to know and we need to be reminded each and every day to rejoice always. Pray, beloved. Pray without ceasing and give thanks in everything. We need to be reminded. And in the name of Jesus, I'm reminding you today to rejoice always. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray without ceasing. And yes, give thanks in everything. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Reverend Alethea, we really thank you for the words that you brought through you and to us. Always rejoice in the Lord. Always rejoice in the Lord. What is God telling you today? I invite you to look inward. There are lessons to be learned. Ask yourself, what lessons have you learned during this period of the pandemic? God is reminding us to be in relationship with God, to be in relationship with each other.
Hallelujah.
To love one another.
Yes.
There are lessons to be learned. Corona is bringing some good news as well.
Glory.
I invite you and ask, what has Corona opened my eyes to? What has Corona opened my eyes to? God is good. Amen.
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 Thank God for this. And so I ask you to open your hearts right now. Open your hearts right now. I want you to pray with me. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins.
Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins.
I need you.
I need you.
And I'm humbly calling out to you, Jesus.
And I'm humbly calling out to you, Jesus.
I'm trying to do things in a new way.
I'm trying to do things in a new way.
Help me to do things in alignment with your will for my life.
Help me to do things in alignment.
Things in life in a new way.
I invite you into my life.
I invite
you into my life.
To be my Lord and my Savior.
Xavier.
To be my Lord and my Savior.
Lord and my Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh God, hallelujah. Thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings of this day.
Amen.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Minister Lane, you as for the offer.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm going to ask you, I'm going to remind you, rather, that your tithes and offerings can be paid through PayPal at pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com or through Cash App. Pavilion of God is the Cash App account, or by mailing to our temporary mailing address at 7221 Paper Bark Terrace, Laurel, Maryland 707. We can align our hearts right now and say, "Dear God, make me a cheerful giver of all my tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings.
I choose to receive all my promises and blessings.
As I am obedient to your word.
Obedient to your word. As I am obedient to your word.
I pray that you shower favor.
I pray that you shower favor, blessing, and increase upon me,
upon
me and my church.
I am believing for storehouses a lot.
Miracles. I am believing.
Miracles created. Anointing.
Miracles created. Anointing.
Provisions, resources.
Resources.
Healings and soul
faith.
Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship.
Let me give with an attitude and gratitude of worship.
I have nothing without you.
Nothing.
In Jesus'
I have
name
nothing
I
without
pray.
You. In Jesus' mm-hmm. name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Minister Helene, I thank you for that prayer. God is good.
And we are going to leave this service knowing that God is good, and we're rejoicing with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When I got up this morning, I got up this morning saying that God is so good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
You know, in our time of trouble, we need to know that God is good. We need to praise
Amen.
God. Not
Amen.
Despite, but because we know that God is bigger than any kind of invisible pandemic. Hallelujah. We need
Amen.
To believe Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We need to believe Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We need to walk with the hope of God in our hearts.
Amen.
With every step, with every
Amen.
Thing we say, we need to know that God
Thank
is
you, God.
Real. God is a saving God. God is a God who brings the miracles every day. Amen.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
In this
Amen.
Moment, know that we can go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God
Amen.
And love the people from this day forth Amen. And forevermore. And the people of God say, Amen.
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 Hug
and
somebody.
Amen.
Hug
Amen.
Yourself in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Virtual hug.
God is good.
God is so good to me. Glory to God.
All the
Amen.
Time.
Okay,
Amen.
This is repast time right now, beloved. I hope that you can enjoy a moment of sweet conversation with the service over, but we're not finished serving God. So we just thank God for the blessing of this day. Amen. All of those
Amen.
On the line, I invite you to come back next week. Come back on Wednesday for our prayer meeting time. And to call in on Wednesday mornings for prayer, or Wednesday at noon for prayer. Amen. Thank God for this day, and may God walk with you as you walk through the way. Amen.
Thank you also.
Amen.
Amen. Have a wonderful week, everybody. God bless.
God
bless you too, baby. Bye-bye. Thank you, Carol. Bye.